preschoolers were playing in the front yard of the Jewish Community Center of Greater Buffalo on Delaware Avenue. Earlier this year, it was one of numerous Jewish community centers nationwide to receive a bomb threat. And it was at the JCC on Thursday that State Assemblyman Sean Ryan announced that Albany is providing $25 million to fund a grant program to which centers like the JCC can apply for help to upgrade security. The threat at the local JCC turned out to be a hoax, but to officials there, any threat is taken seriously. JCC Executive Director Richard Zakalik points out that their services are open to people of all walks of life, and they saw that threat earlier this year as a threat against all.
When there are threats against the Jewish community or threats against the Muslim community or threats against the Christian community by terrorists, there's really no difference, and it doesn't stop. It continues there.
The Anti-Defamation League reports anti-Semitic incidents are up 86% so far this year. The FBI reports attacks against Muslims were up 67% between 2014 and 2015. Taniyat Azam of WNY Muslims says her community has become more active to foster understanding. And while it's paying off, she welcomes this opportunity for community centers to boost their security.
We as WNY Muslims are portraying those positive images of Muslims, and I think that will definitely help with all the negativity that is going around.
And attacks have also increased against members of the LGBT community, especially against transgenders. Matthew Crean Higgins with the Pride Center of Western New York spoke of the challenge creating a safe yet still hospitable environment.
So it's our hope that this funding will allow centers like ours to identify solutions that increase our ability to create a safe and secure environment for our clients and staff without having to sacrifice the welcoming environment that is so essential to the work that we do.
The grant program will be administered by the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.